ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting topic, and that topic is the status of Imam Zainul Abidin. Here on The Key and at IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious occasion, which is the birthday of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. So the question we would like to address today is what the virtues are of Imam Sajjad. What are the virtues of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam? Many virtues have been narrated and related regarding him. For example, we have one hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which the Prophet said, "On the day of judgment, a caller will call, 'Where is the adornment of the worshippers?' And it is as if I am looking at my son Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib emerging from between the rows." So this is actually one of the virtues of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. This is interesting because, you know, a lot of times it's popular in popular culture amongst the Shias. It's kind of been assumed that this is a title that was given to him, or was first mentioned by Satan. There's a famous story that Imam Sajjad was, you know, reciting the prayers, and Satan came in the form of a serpent and bit him on the leg, you know, and then the Imam continued his prayers. And then Satan left saying, surely you are the adornment of the worshippers. But here, if we pay attention to this hadith, it becomes evident that this is a title that was actually given to him by the Prophet, or the Prophet referenced it and mentioned it even before that event happened. Another virtue which has been mentioned, so the Imam's worship and being the adornment of worshippers, this is one of his virtues. Another one of his virtues is his charity. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Verily he used to provide for 100 households from amongst the poor of Medina. He liked for the orphans, the needy, the disabled, the poor, and the destitute to be present at his food spread. He served them with his own hands. If anyone among them had a family, he used to take the food to their household. He never ate any food but that he first gave charity from it." Right? This is another one of his great virtues, his care for the needy, the orphans, and also, the disabled. This is another one of his virtues. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq has been reported to have said, "My father used to say," my father meaning Imam Baqir alayhi salam, "he used to say, Ali ibn al-Husayn, when he stood up to pray, was like a tree trunk with no part of him moving except whatever the wind caused to move." He was so still and motionless in his prayers in the face of the grandeur and awesomeness of Allah that he would remain still in his prayer. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the words of the Infallibles. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.